Hi.
Good morning to you from the sports team, live from the East Coast, the Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk. We start off with some rugby. The Hollybet Sharks bit back hard as they eased a 12-3 win against Scarlets in the United Rugby Championship last night. Now, Glasgow were down 13-5 by Leinster, which means the Durbanites have now moved up the log to third and have secured a home quarterfinal. Munster will be the Sharks' opponent for that last four contest, or that last eight contest, rather, with the DHL Stormers taking on Glasgow in their quarterfinal clash and the Bulls against Edinburgh. Over to some football now. Crystal Palace lifted their first major trophy in the club's history thanks to a 1-0 win against Manchester City in yesterday's FA Cup final. Now, England midfielder Eberechi Eze scored in the 16th minute, and Palace goalkeeper Dean Henderson saved an Omar Marmoush penalty as City lost the Wembley showpiece for the second season in a row. Losing coach and Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says that Palace were competitive and deserved the win.
They play a good defensive game, and we control the transition. That the incredible threat, except the goal and one more, and of course difficult to control in the throw-ins, in the free kicks, and especially corners. But we could not score in the last two games. So do we play better than Southampton game? We were more active.
Bouncing over to tennis to close, Jasmine Paolini made Italian tennis history yesterday by winning the Italian Open convincingly, beating Coco Gauff 6-4, 6-2 to claim her second 1000 series title ahead of Roland Garros later this month. Now, late bloomer Paolini, who also won in Dubai last year, is the first Italian woman to win the Rome event since Raffaella Reggi in 1985 after overcoming a former US Open champion Gauff in straight sets. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Fahida Crouch.